Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you going to ask how I am?
No. Are you okay?
No.
How are you?
No.
Fuck. Okay. This is a before the show message from the people that you know. We're in this show. Woo! That's us. We're Pork Fried Dice. Well, we're part of Pork Fried Dice, but that's who we are. Hey, this is, we shouldn't try this. We're not good at improvising music.
We're trying it. We're doing it.
Oh my God, it's miraculous.
We've done it.
Anyway, we were coming here to say a thank you to Miranda Vogel.
Thank you.
Miranda Vogel. Of course we know who you are. Miranda donated some money to us. Yeah, thanks. Gave us a Ko-fies.
Ko-fies.
Some Ko-fies.
Ko.
Thank you, Miranda. And Miranda said, hey, remember me? I was the one with the broken leg that listened to your show. And hello, Miranda. Yes, we remember you.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you are. You broke your leg. You were in a wheelchair. You were spying on your neighbors through your back window with binoculars, and you were spying on them, and it was really creepy, Miranda, and eventually you witnessed a murder. Remember?
I remember.
We know who Miranda is. She witnessed a murder.
Yep.
And she kept with it. Mm-hmm. And Grace Kelly comes in,
right,
and they make sure that the murderer is caught. They spy enough to get the evidence and then bring the police in. Yep. And the murderer was trying to kill Miranda. It was really tense and it was really exciting. But yeah, Miranda, I definitely remember these parts of your life.
Right. And then you were, driving back home because
you were done with that.
Yep. And then you got in a crash.
Yeah.
On a snowy day.
Uh-huh.
And someone saved you from the crash, but you still had a broken leg.
Yeah. More broken legs.
Broken legs, because that's your identity.
Is yeah.
Broken leg person.
Yeah.
And so this person, it was Kathy Bates, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we remember, of course.
Yeah, Kathy Bates.
She nursed you back to health.
Yeah, and, she was your number one fan.
Yes, she knew all about the books that you wrote, those, sort of Victorian romance novels.
Yeah.
About Misery Chastain, and, but she
you
was not...
You did a really good job with those, by the way,
I thought
Miranda.
So, but she didn't like that newest...
No, she didn't.
...manuscript you had written with Misery dying at the end.
And then shit went down.
Oh my God,
shit started to go down.
You felt very much like your life was at risk because this person seemed very unbalanced.
Yeah.
And you tried to escape and drug her and it didn't work.
Yeah, no, that was Kathy Bates, though. It's not just this person. It was Kathy Bates.
It's really sad that Kathy Bates
has those issues.
Yes.
But, I've seen her do newer things, and she doesn't seem to have the same mental issues.
Well, maybe
so
it was having gone through all of this, because, eventually she hobbles you with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Yeah, and then you manage to pocket away a thing of lighter fluid.
Yes.
And you promise to write her a new script. You realize she says we're both going to have to die, and you agree.
Yeah.
And then you bring her in. She reads it. No, she doesn't get to read it. You have the manuscript there. You ask for a cigarette and some champagne glasses, and she comes in with the champagne, and you light the manuscript on fire. It's very dramatic. Bravo,
Miranda. Dude, but I hope
Miranda.
We're not spoiling anyone else knowing Miranda's life, though, because,
Oh, that's true.
These stories about Miranda's life
Spoiler
have been
alert
out for many, many years.
Miranda's
like, back when
life,
movies were made in black and white. I mean, when we were all living in black and white. That's when all of this happened.
But anyway,
some of this happened.
Anyway, so...
Thank you, Miranda! I'm sorry, Miranda. Yes, but we actually do remember you because it was really sweet.
Yeah.
You said about how you had a broken leg and that we were cheering you up through that. So that made
I don't remember what you're talking
very
about.
Happy. All right, Kathy Bates was there and Grace Kelly and Jimmy Stewart, and it was black and white. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I Eric remember. Remembers. Now he can actually say thank you and mean it.
Well, thank you, Miranda.
Thank you, Miranda. All right. Is anyone ready to listen to our podcast now? The answer is no, but we're going to make you do it anyway. Uh-oh, here it comes. Oh, no. He didn't press stop. I thought it was going to stop, but he didn't press stop. Miranda, thank you.
You're listening to the show about too many windows and Enron. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will, also known as Ricardo Fart Ulysses.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Alex, you've seen Breakfast Club, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He shook his head, though, so, like, he doesn't remember. I know. And that is one of my favorite things.
I was thinking something else at first.
You're thinking of Dinner Club.
You're thinking of breakfast cereal commercials.
Yes.
Or Breakfast
at
Tiffany's.
No, he's never seen them.
I was thinking of Breakfast at Tiffany's, which I have not seen.
I have not seen that either. Breakfast Club, though, is amazing.
Yeah.
It's
one of my favorites.
Because it starts with breakfast.
Yeah.
Every good movie starts with breakfast.
Yes, that's what it is. It's called The Breakfast Club because it's like there's like a breakfast burrito walking around. There's like a bacon man doing a dance. That's what the movie is.
Speaking of bacon,
Judd Nelson plays the bacon man.
10 pounds of bacon. I got 10 pounds of bacon down here.
Oh, it's going to be a good week.
2 pounds every morning.
It's a good day, I think. No, just a good day. It's 10 pounds of bacon one day.
That makes Alex really sad because I made half a pound of bacon yesterday. And
only
it
half
disappeared.
A pound?
It was all gone.
Well, that was the problem. We really thought it was going to be enough, but he didn't get any. He came down from the shower.
You and Clara ate it all.
Oh. Yeah.
No, Clara and I really polished it off. Yep. It's the girls, the girl power. We were strategic bacon. And shrewd about our bacon consumption.
Kitty! I miss my kitty.
Mew, mew.
Oh, was Abby sitting on a cat? Like, I just saw...
Yes, no.
Abby.
No.
he looks like he's holding on for dear life because the couch is sucking him in.
No, here's the thing. This is all his choice. He is using my iPad as a pillow.
Oh.
So that's what you're seeing is...
Is it warm or something? Why do cats do that?
No, he just likes to be in places that are not very comfortable and trying to make them look like he's very comfortable.
Oh, wow.
So
he's like, it's fine.
Happening.
It's fine.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
I'm fine.
Not a problem.
Hi.
Are you nervous?
Game.
We're playing a game. I'm excited.
What happened? Where's the music?
Oh,
you didn't hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. No. I switched the settings for that. That's the one thing I needed to remember to put back.
Because of the other
you told me to do a reminder, and I didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't do it.
This one. Let's try that again.
Okay, that
it
hurt.
Yay, we did it.
I told him to set a reminder to change it, because when we did it that night, I was like, you're not going to remember to fix this.
Nope.
And he didn't. I was right.
No.
I don't remember anything either, so I don't judge.
But hey, the tension.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a laugh at Eric.
Oh, Eric. What a fool.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. So, this is sort of a multi-part recap.
Okay,
ready. First, I want to just kind of remind everyone, we've been in Morrow's Inlet for a while, especially in our real lifetime. So, and there's a lot of different things going on, threads to track and plots to follow. So I just wanted to kind of give a bullet point list of some of the major things that are going on, and I might have even missed some. We'll see.
I'm writing these down because I don't remember anything.
So, and these are in no particular order.
Okay.
The first one I wrote down is Captain Clockface.
Oh, I was going to joke like if it was about me. I was going to be like, it's because I'm the most important. Number one,
but it's not about you.
It's not. So, I hope I'm at the end, so I'm the least important.
Will's best friend, Captain Clockface, is missing.
All right, Captain Clockface is missing. That's true.
He's been missing for a little while.
Yeah.
He was surprisingly unconcerned.
Yeah. Whoops.
As usual.
Gwen's not concerned.
It's true.
Right. Oh, yeah. In that, I think I was going to say there's some things that Gwen's not aware about.
Oh.
I think most of them she is.
Okay.
But like this one, for example, I don't know how much, if any, of this she knows, but... Mm-hmm. Denise, you're going to hear this, and you're going to be like, what are they talking about? You had met Crick Crick underneath the town.
Okay.
Who was requesting Crumplemeyer paper to disapparate the wall, splitting Morrow's Inlet. Ricardo Ulysses.
Yeah.
You had heard that he had been here in the town. There's a strong suspicion that he perhaps is the culprit that had stolen Gwent's rent money. Or money in general. You guys sort of tried to draw him out. Will pretended to be him. You saw him standing atop a building. a little earlier today. He threw a paper airplane down at you with a note on it asking you to meet him at the Lycan Cave at noon. Mm-hmm. You've won the puzzle contest, and you have an appointment scheduled to meet Merrick Crumplemeyer tomorrow.
Damn straight.
You got your money.
We're all going to die.
Just in general, there's
this... Did we actually set a time for that? Was it the morning? Oh, was it
was
super
the early.
Early.
It was like 7 a.m., yeah. I think.
7 a.m. or something? Okay.
7:30
a.m. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Denise has got her shit together.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She packed her notes.
Look, I have it, too.
I have everything.
Look, I have it, too. I just did. I don't know how to read. Yeah. Where is it? It's right there. There it is. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's on this side.
Just in general, there's this whole waterside versus cliffside antagonism in general.
Mm-hmm. And Gwen's from waterside, right?
She is.
All right.
Or at least, well, okay. I mean, from.
Well, okay. Gwen,
which one is snooty?
She currently resides in waterside.
Yeah.
Which one is the snooty side?
I think it's waterside.
Is it cliffside?
It's because waterside.
I think it depends on who you ask.
Oh, I thought that there was a snootier side.
And then waterside there was a more. There
yep. See? There you go.
Waterside is the one that's owned by that other company tomorrow today
or at least
Cliff
seems
side
to be
the magic paper side.
Yes, correct. Tomorrow today seems to have a controlling interest at the very least in Waterside, whereas Crumplemeyer's paper plant seems to be the de facto in chargio of Cliffside.
De facto in chargio. Can that be a villain that we have to beat? It's de facto.
I want that in my
spellbook. Yeah.
It's a good one.
This is less Morrow's Inlet specific, but it's kind of been happening in Morrow's Inlet, the whole thing recently between Bathwack and Will. Will's letter that he wrote to do something with Gully's End, see who lays the bricks.
Alex, did you get my email that I summed up the contract that we wrote? Yeah. Okay, good. I just want to make sure you got it because I didn't hear anything, and that's totally okay because I'm not good at replying.
I have 592 unread emails.
They're all from me
like
about the contract.
Probably.
Basically.
Why don't you answer my 527 emails? Jeez.
For the first two or three months of all of quarantine, I just was like,
yes.
Nope, can't deal with
my
email.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And we're never like that. We always have these super clean inboxes, but then they were just full of junk. Uh-huh. Because every company decided to email
that's
about
true
it too. They were like, yo guys, guess what?
Here
in
is how
trying
we feel
times,
about COVID.
In these trying times. Uh-huh. Blah,
it's
blah,
the
blah,
new
blah.
Normal.
Trying times. The new normal.
Guys, there is no Six Rivers wide pandemic that you're aware of.
Guys, we're escaping.
Yes. I know. Talk about escapism. Yeah.
So there's that. There's the book that you guys found in the book bin with the lock and the gnomish symbols on it that just started screaming recently.
Ooh, yeah.
Gwen might have some info to be able to help with that. And then the last thing I wrote was the post office guy, Gerald. Gerald the Twat.
Gerald. Yeah.
Who,
post office guy, Gerald the Twat. Okay.
Will has been kind of trying to track down.
Yeah.
To maybe because you got
because
a letter.
Why? Yeah, yeah.
From
and
Vera,
to know who
and you were
gave
hoping
him
to
the letter.
Yeah.
Vera. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there was no that's so stupid though. Like, guys, I think I had this realization before that a letter can come from anywhere, but it was because there was no postage or something. There was something weird about it. It was just. Mm-hmm. To me or something.
Yeah, it wasn't an address. It was just addressed to you.
Yeah, just to me. Somebody had to hand it.
It wasn't addressed to Morrow's Inlet or anything that. So those were the main ones I wrote down. Is there anything else, any threads people have been following that I didn't mention?
Oh, Centipede.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that if Will has a broken leg, Bathwack needs to carry him away from the danger. That's in the contract.
It is important. I'm glad that he's reading the contract now, because that's...
working on it, memorizing it like Rafina has it memorized.
I love that.
Yeah, you mentioned the centipede. That's
true.
The centipede.
Centipede popped up in the...
In the restaurant.
I can't remember its name
And that centipede, I had just Fine edited foods, that. Maybe. It was under a rock in the woods with the worm, too. So there was a worm.
Or
with
at
the
least
almond.
A centipede.
Yeah. And then just overall world weirdness, that stuff too, like snowing in the summer, heavy money, nobody knows Strahd.
No gnomes.
No gnomes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No gnomes. Gnome free. Yeah.
All right.
Gnome free.
And you guys can't sleep.
And we can't sleep.
Yes. We can't sleep.
Oh, I was going to write that down. I didn't.
Oh, we have so many problems, guys.
Gwen can.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Soundly. Also, Will hasn't eaten in 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
I apparently did eat the rabbit that Dew shot and killed and cooked. So there was that.
So that was like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I know.
You ate candy.
I did. Yes, I did for recently sure. Ate candy.
The sugar Gwen rush was insane.
Gave him candy. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Instant diabetes. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I
know. All right. So that's
like when Andy's in the pit in Parks and Recreation. He has no food and he's just been eating like carrots. And then what does he eat? He eats a whole candy necklace. And he's like, sugar high. Like it just goes crazy. They're like, we need to give you some real food, I think. Sugar slam. That's what happened to Will in the restaurant.
Yep. All right. So those are the sort of plot points in general. Now, specifically where we are right now. So last time. It started with you guys had solved the puzzles and you huddled up in an alley to figure out what to do. And the book started to scream.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a way to open it still just yet. So it's kind of just tucked away in Dew's pack.
Mm-hmm.
And so you made sort of plans. So the first step was to go and submit your answers and get the prize at the Crumplemeyer paper office. So you did that and you made that appointment, as we established, for 7:30 a.m. tomorrow with Merrick Crumplemeyer. And they were like, okay, now we're going to go. We're going to get Gwen's symbol book or whatever to try to open this book. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to deal with Ricardo. So
yeah.
Step one, go pay the rent. Step two, get Gwen's book while Will goes next door to the clothing store just to stay separate a little bit. And then go to the candy store where you're hoping to lay a trap for Ricardo and draw him in.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's all of that.
Okay.
So yeah, the rent was paid at the Tomorrow Today office. Will and Rufina went and talked to this sort of front desk concierge clerk there.
Oh, yep.
In the office. Maggie. And tried to get some info.
Maggie.
Something right? like that.
Maggie, yep.
Yeah. Eventually, Will tried to cast Charm Person and failed. And this not did again. Not seem to go over very well.
Yeah.
So you all just kind of backed out. Yep. Bye. Yep. Okay, goodbye. Yes, goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, goodbye.
I think I said that I was trying to sell spells. It's my shop is a magic shop.
What was your voice?
Oh, like this? Maybe something like this. I don't know. I think it was something
the
like
voice.
This.
Yeah. That voice.
I've forgotten that I did a voice.
Your plain brown-suited man.
Yes, plain brown-suited man.
Wonderful voice.
Okay.
So you guys left like that. But before that, Batwack left on his own. He went to the tavern next door. Mm-hmm. Why?
Right.
Who knows? Maybe this final part of the recap will tell us why. Batwack drinks alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Batwack drinks alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when he drinks alone. He prefers to be by his shell. Now this morning, just after second breakfast, he don't want no tomorrow today.
Ooh.
Just looking for his good buddy Clockface. To where did that little guy stray? Cause Bathwack drinks alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when he drinks alone. He prefers to be by his shell. Yeah, the other night he lay not sleeping. He decided to solve a puzzle. So he caught up with his pal Rufina and her partner Pompeon Will, and they drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when they drank alone. They were totally in Gwen's house.
Totally.
Yeah, the other day he got invited to Crumplemeyer's, but his friends couldn't pick a time. Almost pulled out his pal Bufflin Whiskey to go to a place more sublime, and Blackthwack drinks alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when he drinks alone, he prefers to be by his shell.
Amazing.
Did his whole clan done give up on him? Is that why he rejects his name?
Ooh.
Trying to pry into Bathwack's backstory is like playing a con man's shell game. And he drinks alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
Oh.
Yeah, you know when he drinks alone, he prefers to be by his shell. He prefers to be by his shell.
And what's the real song?
I Drink Alone.
I Drink Alone.
By George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
I didn't know that.
That was great, babe.
Thanks.
And the Destroyers?
Yeah.
All right.
It's the same people that do Bad to the Bone.
That's what it sounded like.
No, it sounded like... I thought that maybe
like
that was
that
the song.
Style.
Yeah. But it wasn't. It was a different... He just writes the same song with different lyrics, I guess. It's just kind of what it sounded
what
like.
We're
going to
get doubly sued now. That's great. No. Okay.
Yeah, I tried to find a good MIDI for it, but I couldn't at least find one that I could follow along with.
Yeah.
The music is very...
You did a great job.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Lovely.
All right. Now, speaking of alone, all of you need to go away except for Alex.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Bathwack's going to go and have a chocolate martini and return to the party.
Ooh. Can I just take off my headphones?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm going to pause this.
That's not what's going to happen. Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys. Bathwack's going to kill somebody, you guys. Damn it.
Oh, I think so. I think so. Oops, I almost hit disconnect.
Okay. Hello.
Okay.
So yeah, you're going to the tavern next door, huh? I don't even know why. It's pretty exciting, though. So yeah, you head out and... next door is the tavern. It's got a nice name. It's called Swigging Out. And yeah, you can head on in. It's very busy. It's very crowded and loud. It's, you know, coming up on lunchtime, so it's pretty packed. There's looks like maybe a small booth along the wall that's open, and you could maybe like shoulder up to the bar. There's no place to sit. But yeah, it's hopping here in Swigging Out.
Yeah, so does it look like mostly locals, or
yeah.
I look around, do I see people who are, you would guess. It's mostly locals?
Yeah, you would think so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's more likely.
I'm looking for people that are, I'm looking for people that might not be from here or might be passing through.
Okay.
People who might look a little bit more rough.
Got it, okay.
You know,
yeah, give me
I don't know if I'm going to find any people like this in a...
Sure.
In this town. But.
Yeah, well, give me a perception check. I mean, if you were to find somebody, it would be much more likely here on Waterside than Cliffside.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
It's a 15. So, yeah, you you scan the room. Yeah, it looks like, by and large, most of the people you see, if you had to guess, they look like they're probably, you know, here. They don't have, like, you know, packs with them or anything like that they would have not had to stow somewhere. I mean, you know, they could potentially be staying somewhere and have it kept there. You do see along the bar there's looks like a pair of people that do have packs, you know, sort of sat next to them. So you think they might, you know, be sort of passing through. You can't see too much. Their backs are to you. They're sort of larger figures. And then there is a table sort of in the far corner that has another group of people that seem to be dressed differently. If you recall, most of the people you've seen on Morrow's Inlet on the water side of Morrow's Inlet had clothes that reminded you kind of Rafina's dress with her sort of patchwork and, you know, colors and that kind of thing. But those they seem to have a very different style, maybe from a different part of the country or something like that. It's funny, they are actually halflings, like Rafina. The people at the bar, you think, are maybe humans or elves or half-elves or something like that.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking around for people who might be willing to do a job for me, who might be traveling, who might be willing to make a large detour in their trip.
Hmm. Okay, got it.
And so, I don't know, let's see, people that look like they're sort of from the region, I'm not sure I want to approach them, but people that look like they might be from farther away.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those people at the halflings, their style doesn't look very similar to you at all, so you think that that might be a better chance there. They're dressed kind of nicely, just so you know. Like, they're not, like, rough and tumble type of thing. They seem pretty well off, probably, just based on their clothes. The people at the bar are less so.
All right. Sorry, I have to think about what I'm trying to
good.
Do.
Yep. As you're thinking, this figure sort of slides up through the crowd to you, and they have a tray with some bottles on it and some glasses, and they say, "Would you like a drink?"
Oh, sure, thanks.
Certainly.
I don't know. Okay, take one, and should I give him a what is it, silver or gold? What would a drink go for?
You take the bottle, and then they sort of zip away from you.
Oh, all right. A tab then. I'll go up. Sure, I'll go up to the halflings first.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
I'm just gonna walk up to the table. Is there an opening of the table? Can I just I'll just pull up a chair?
Yeah, it's a 4-seat table, and there's 3 of them.
Okay. All right. Excuse me, folks. Do you mind if I have a seat with you?
No, that's fine. Yes. Hello.
Thanks.
What brings you, or what can we do for? I mean, it's pretty crowded. You're just looking for a place to sit, or
sit and have a drink. I don't know where are you guys traveling from? I mean, I'm just passing through here myself.
Oh yes, yeah, no, we're certainly not from here. No, we're up from Tapperdown. We've been in this area. I've been actually here specifically to Morrow's Inlet to find more about the paper trade. There's some wizards in Tapperdown capital that are looking for some, you know, figure out what exactly is going on here, see if it's worth the money that it takes to fill their books. By all accounts it is, but we don't take these things too lightly, so we like to investigate fully before we delve into an enterprise such as this. We do our homework.
Now, can you remind me? Maybe I'm not so familiar with the area. Where is Tapperdown?
Oh, Tapperdown's far to the north. It's up past Carnivar. I'm not sure where you're from. You said you're passing through.
Yeah, I mean, I'm generally headed north.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, most everything is north from here, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Are you heading north soon? I mean, are you going to be here for a while, or are you going to head back in the next couple weeks?
We've gotten some info here, but I mean, you know, we've got a little more work to do. We're not going to be here, I would think, too much longer. I would say, what do you think, Gil? You think maybe a week and a half at most, hopefully less. We're trying to get our work done here, but this is Gil. Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say. Yeah, I mean, if I had to put some money down on it, which, hey, maybe we could. maybe 10 days, I'd say, left here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping we won't be here too much longer, but I'm not sure where we're going to be heading next. Maybe east? I don't know. But yeah, eventually north. You know, I think I'm eventually planning on trying to head to Tivoli. Have you heard of Tivoli?
Tivoli, no, I haven't. Gil, have you? No, I don't think so. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm not sure. Where is that?
Isn't that? Sorry, DM. Is that near Carnivar?
No, it's in Bufflin. You would
in
remember
Bufflin.
That.
Oh, okay, I would know Bufflin. Yeah, yep. Will and I talked about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's near Bufflin or in Bufflin. I haven't actually been there myself, but
oh yes,
I think that's where I'll eventually end up.
Sure, Bufflin's. You know. Next Six River state over from Tapperdown, but no, never heard of Tivoli. Yeah. Is it a small town, or we've heard of? We've done a lot of work there with.
It doesn't
in Bufflin.
Sound very small from the way my friends describe it.
I'm not sure,
but you know, I don't know. So you haven't really heard of Tivoli before, but you've heard of Bufflin.
Oh yes, Bufflin. Sure, they have good whiskey.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if. Know do you would you folks I don't know if you have something lined up after you leave here and you go back to Tapperdown. Would you be interested in a job, something on the side? I mean, I don't think I'd require very much of you.
Interesting
It would require some travel, perhaps.
Okay, what I mean, Gil, Nero, what do you think? I mean, is this something? I don't see. I mean, we can at least, sure. I mean, we can at least hear him out. I don't see why not. Sure, sure. Says Nira. You would assume that wasn't Gil. Why not? Yes. What's your name? I'm Nira. This is Yolo here. Has been
didn't introduce myself.
Doing a lot of the talking, and then Gil is the numbers man. But yes, who are you?
I'm Bathwack Medrak.
Oh, and, pleasure to meet you.
I'm traveling here with a party. I just happened to be. I stepped away for a little while. Mm-hmm. Come here for a drink. Can I get you anything?
Oh no, we're fine. We're fine. We're doing good. So why not? Yeah, tell us a bit more of what you've got in mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, seeing as you're headed north in, I don't know, 10 days time, and you know, you're planning on being back in Tapperdown. I don't know how far of a journey do you think it is from there to Bufflin?
From Tapperdown to Bufflin.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a week or so, week and a half.
It's a week.
Depends on how you go.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty long journey. I mean, what I'm looking for is some information. Maybe you can come by that just as easily in Tapperdown.
What
I'd like to know
about Bufflin?
About Bufflin and about Tivoli in particular.
Oh, okay. What?
How
detailed are we talking?
I'm looking for some information about background and whereabouts of some people.
Background and whereabouts. Okay. Is this something that should be readily available, or I'm just trying to figure out how easy or difficult this is going to be?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. As far as I understand, there are some people who run the town in Tivoli, and somewhere in their network of connections, there's someone named Curtis, and be related to someone named Will Pompeian.
Okay.
And I'd be
Gil is taking notes.
Yeah, I'd be grateful for I could probably compensate you if you could find some information and send it my way.
Just as much as we can. Is there something like a question you're looking to have answered, or?
I'd really like to know where Curtis is.
Okay, where's Curtis?
And I'd like to know, I suppose, what kind of business he runs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense of that at all? Like what that might be?
No, I sense it might be. I don't really know. Maybe it's I don't know. I just know that, you know, he's close with some group of people that Will Pompeian knows.
Okay, you said he's related. Is it Curtis Pompeian or?
Oh, it could be. Could be.
Okay, could be. Maybe not. Okay, sure, yeah. Sure. So basically, get info on this Curtis person. Where is he? What kind of business he runs?
Yeah, and you know who he's in touch with, but I think it's important that you do this in a way that doesn't draw a lot of attention to yourselves.
Okay.
I mean, so if this is something that, I'm not asking you to risk your lives or go too far out of your way.
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah, the risk would have to do with the reward. Did you have something in mind?
Well, I was hoping I could hire you for a reasonable sum.
Sure. What kind of sum are we talking about?
Cover your travel. Well, we would have to meet again, and I would.
Right.
I would pay you, but and maybe I could give you half when we meet again, and then half when I hear back from you.
So we contact you with what we found.
Yeah,
and then
and
we
provide
meet.
Me an address, and I would send the remainder, or I don't know how I can courier it to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would be just as willing to provide you even more up front. But yeah, I need to cover your travel expenses and and your time.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean,
if I'm hiring you for a week or two to travel between here and between Tapperdown and Flynn,
Sure.
What do you think is reasonable? Several hundred gold pieces?
Potentially. I mean, we could make it quicker if we went via airship. You know, that would certainly speed things up between the two. And we could even talk about potentially doing that from here to Tapperdown or here straight to Bufflin.
I see.
Or not from here, rather, but from
what,
from
Bear Tuggle. What would you like to...
I'm not sure how time-sensitive this is, so just trying to suss out what the options might be. You know, air travel isn't not cheap, as you know, I'm sure.
That's right.
I would say base, you know, if you wanted to say maybe... I would say, you know, for what you're describing there... you know, with potential for hazard pay. This is, seems a little bit vague, but, you know, doesn't sound too risky. I would say maybe, you know, 150 for the job. But then again, to expedite with the airships, we could bump that up. There's the three of us, though I don't think we need all three. This is Gil, who's sort of talking out loud and seems like he's doing some math. Yeah, this seems like just a, especially to keep it quiet, it'd just be, maybe you, Nira, could do the digging. If you wanted to just get her in and back from Bufflin quick, I would say that'd be an additional 100. You could, increase that and go straight from here to Bufflin, which would significantly speed things up, but that would be a bit of a jump. I would say that'd be an additional 300. So we're talking either 150 flat, 250 to bump things up from Tapperdown, or 450 to really speed things up and go straight from here and get on it right as soon as we're done.
Those all seem like reasonable requests to me. I think I'll need to think about what it is that how quickly I need this information. Mm-hmm. But I want to be clear, if there's any trouble, which I don't expect, and I hope there is no trouble, that you you know, remove yourself from any bad situation. I want you to put yourself in any risk.
Okay.
All right. How about this? Would you be willing to meet here again this evening? And I'll bring, say, a majority of the sum.
Sure.
And we'll, I'm fine doing this on a handshake. And then we can discuss a couple more details tonight, and then I'll trust that I'll hear from you when you have the information.
Yeah, we can figure out the specifics how to get you the info. Yeah, I think that should be fine. I mean, we should be done with what we need to do. I would say, I mean, we could be here at the earliest by 6, but it could be well after that. We don't have to. Doesn't have to be incredibly early. I'm not sure what your day looks like. What were you thinking?
I'm not sure either. Let's meet a little after sundown. Does that seem okay?
Sure. After sundown. Sounds good.
I mean, this place is still open, right?
This place is open late.
All right.
No issues there.
All right, so I'll see you tonight.
Yeah,
sunsets.
If you get delayed, or if one of us, you know, gets delayed, maybe we can leave word with the staff here or whatnot. Figure it out.
All right.
I think that sounds good.
Well, thank you, and it's been great to meet all of you. And I'll look forward to talking to you again tonight.
That sounds good.
All right. You sure I can't buy you fellas a drink?
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm sorry, tonight.
I didn't catch everybody's name.
Yeah, it was Gil, Yolo, and Nira. Gil was, again, the numbers one. Yolo was the one that was doing most of the talking. And Nira, she was the one. She spoke some, too, but she was the one that they said might be the one to actually do the work.
Okay. All right, great. Then I'll see you later. I'm going to get going.
Sounds good. All right.
So I'll just head out. I'll go up to the bar and settle up for the drink that I half finished.
Oh, yes. Can I help you?
I just want to settle tab here.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I had one drink.
Okay, where'd you get the drink? Was it from the bar here? Or?
It was from a tray. Someone was coming around.
Oh, good, yes, and he lights up with that. Oh, good, yes, Servo, he's doing his job, that's great. I don't know if you've heard, he was a gift from a recent celebrity here to Tomorrow's Inlet, Ricardo Ulysses. He came in here and said we could maybe use him. He's an interesting fellow. He's a what's the word? Robbie, what did they call him? Otto, and from down the bar says automaton. Oh yes, automaton. Yes.
Oh, can I before I go, can I thank him for the drink as well?
I mean, I guess so. He's not a person, so I don't know what it'll mean to him, but yeah, Servo, come here. And the figure comes up and he says, "Yes."
What does he look like?
Can
you just describe him real quick?
Yeah, on closer inspection, you can tell that this is some sort of the first thing that pops into your head, obviously, is Captain Clockface type figure. It is not Captain Clockface.
I didn't think so.
No,
I would have noticed
significantly right away, taller, and also looks like maybe more crudely made, but not crude at all. I mean, you didn't even really realize that, you know, when you initially dealt with them, that they were not a human or an actual living person. But you know, now that you're really paying attention, their face is kind of covered with like a cloth, but it's there's no like moving features, just like with Captain Clockface or anything like that. So they're you know, able to move and move something around, and they're speaking somehow, which is also something that sets them apart from Captain Clockface. But you don't see like a mouth moving or anything like that. So yeah, this is clearly something that was crafted by someone or a group of people. You're not sure, but they are pretty functional. Yeah.
A gift from Ricardo, you said?
Oh yes, he came in. He was quite taken with our establishment here, and he thought that we could get him some use. Just make sure we mention his name anytime. You know, Servo here does a good job, or someone expresses interest. So yes, maybe a bit of self promotion. I'm not sure. It was it's been great, Servo here, and he claps him on the back, and Servo kind of takes a jerky step forward. You can see he's not as smooth as Captain Clockface, but still pretty good. He says, "Yes, he's been great. Works hard, doesn't complain. It's excellent."
Well, thank you, Servo, and thanks for the drink, sir.
Certainly,
fine establishment.
Yeah,
I gotta pay him though.
Yeah, 3 silver for the drink.
All right, and then head out.
Okay. And you're going to see the rest of the group coming out of the other place. And so everybody can come back.
Denise has this awesome beer.
Oh, it looks so pretty. Yeti. Wait, he'll only take it out of my
Now we
Yeti.
Have like 2 real beer people, Denise and
two
Alex.
2 real beer people.
Well, like I like beer, but I'm not like a beer person. Isn't that awesome?
That's really pretty. I want to save that can forever and make a necklace out of it.
It looks like old Beatles art or something like that.
I
like,
know, it really so cool. does. That's what it is.
All right, Bathwack, what happened?
Tell us everything.
What are you talking about? So you guys are leaving tomorrow today.
Oh god, now I have to be in
grinning
character.
Like a fool.
Okay.
Okay.
Sharpen your claws, Denise.
Sharp.
So where am I? I'm just like, I'm more or less across the street.
Kind of, yeah. It's a couple doors down, basically.
Yeah, like, did we even
see
him
leave?
It's a bit of
like a little plaza.
Like, we just don't even know that he's just gone.
But you guys are coming out and you see Bathwack coming out of a door.
Oh.
Sort of a couple doors down.
Oh.
So you guys all look sort of run into each other in a sense. Not like right next to each other, but you can kind of, it's the timing. Can you believe it's so convenient?
That's amazing.
That's just like you all just come out right at the same time so you can all talk to each other and I can sit here for a little bit. Oh wait, there's NPCs with you. Hello. God damn it! Oh look! Look, it's king! It's our king!
Oh, God. Did you pay your rent?
Yes, I paid my rent and I paid it on time.
We believed in you.
Will you guys help me?
Yes, I suppose we did.
Yeah, we did. We totally did. And guys, by the way, this place is a cult. I'm telling you right now.
What?
It's a cult.
What?
Tomorrow, today
what
is a cult.
Mean?
I'm not going to say much more in the middle of the street because we love to have these conversations in the middle of the street, but I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Just be aware.
Well, okay. why don't we head to my house? We can take a look at the books and we can talk more about your secret.
yeah, okay, bye, guys. I just walk away because I'm trying to, like, yep, yeah, I don't know who, it's nice to meet you.
Do you remember where I live? Oh, God. You guys, do you think he remembers where I live?
I hope so. Steed. Probably, yeah.
Even you don't know where he is now.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I should have done that.
Steed went to another bar.
Good thing I can...
He's in a horse
pocket. Where are you?
Yeah, he's horse, in the horse pocket. Oh my God. That was so, we're going to have to link pocket. That because people need to hear. Did you watch that? That horse pocket video game logic with the horse? You didn't get to.
I didn't get it, to did watch you? It. No.
It's probably during a work day. It's hilarious. It was awesome. It was like video game logic and it was two guys arguing about that whether they have to go get to the stables to get their horse or and the other guy's like, you just use your horse pocket. Pull the horse out of it. It's very funny. You should watch it.
To see just what the hell we're talking about here, go ahead and Google Viva La Dirt League Horse Pocket. You're welcome.
Way all right, to go, well. Eric. Way to go.
I definitely have Rick has a horse pocket.
That Rick definitely has a horse pocket.
It's just yeah. that it takes him 10 minutes to get anything out of his horse pocket.
See, I like the video game logic where you just push, you whistle, and then you just turn and your horse is galloping.
I know,
up.
The horse is right there.
They happen to be weird. Just where you weren't looking, though.
Yeah, right. All the time.
It's like, oh, hey. Yeah. I'm going to drop my laptop at some point tonight.
It's, oh, no. It is very like... It's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah. Reminds me of the
the
horse pocket and the fact that the horse comes from where you can't see it makes me think about the was it They Might Be Giants song about where your eyes don't go.
Oh, where your eyes don't go. A filthy scarecrow
waves his broomstick arms and does a parody of each unconscious thing you do.
Thing you do.
Oh, you guys are together. That's super
We're
cute.
Such nerds.
I did say just earlier today that anytime I write a recap that involves making fun of a song, now just moving forward, I should just make sure it's a They Might Be Giants song right. So that I know you guys know it.
Yes, I said we definitely have to do that.
It's the only thing we know. It's terrible.
Only thing.
Yes. It's either that or these names and words that I don't even understand, like would come up when we were playing drunk code names and I was partnered with Alex. And there's just these references that I have no clue, like, what any of them have anything to do with.
Something to do with music or something.
Yeah, like music theory-based
we're
clues.
Just like,
All right. So off you go, separately, but together.
Right, yeah.
And it's not very far. Where are we on the map here?
Yeah, so it's pretty close.
This number two is just where you were, the Tomorrow Today office. This little pink squiggle, appropriately, is Gwen's... apartment, and just past it, the number six is that clothing store, Threaded Stock.
Okay. Wait, did Will actually buy something there or no?
We haven't been there yet.
I was going to go in there. That's where I'm going to go so it doesn't look... I'm not going to go into... Like, I just made a mistake. But also, can I dip back into it now that I've kind of used up Mr. Brownman? I'm worried that, you know... Will is convinced that there's something really weird going on with Tomorrow Today. So... He wants to make himself look different, so I'm going to duck down some other alleyway and make myself look different again. I don't know.
There's lots of places like that. All what right, are you going to look like?
I don't know.
Do you need to think about it?
I'm just trying to think of like who's somebody that would just appear in my head.
Well, let's let you think about it for a minute. It's fine. And we'll go up Steed. Into...
Steed in a suit.
Trench coat, green skin, really long nose.
Steed, except painted with glow-in-the-dark paint in the shape of a skeleton.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
Halloween Steed.
Yeah. Halloween.
Trick-or-treating Steed.
Halloween. Hello, Tweed.
Trick-or-Steed. Tweed.
Trick-or-Steed.
So yeah, we'll go to Gwen's apartment. So you guys, I mean, I don't know if you're planning on spending any time there or you're just going to get your book. But yeah, your book's there. Nobody broke into your home and took your book ransacked the place and burned it down or anything. So that's good.
We're going to munch on some candy while we solve this riddle. If invited to.
She says with a mouthful of candy.
Yeah. I mean, Rufina, help yourself to anything.
Oh, thank
in the
you. I couldn't possibly. Oh, thank you.
Bathwack, you too. Just help yourself. There's candy and food everywhere. But yeah, I have, I don't know if this other book that I have would help, but what's her face over at the bookstore really thought that the screaming book that we have would help me with the book that I have. So
I mean, I don't hear.
Duel pulls out the book, and have you actually seen it yet, Gwen?
Just when it was pulled out and screaming.
Okay.
And I got to touch it for a second.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, it's still screaming. He shows you the front of it. He says, well, there's, again, so yeah, there's this lock with these symbols. And I recognize this one. It was his family name, his adoptive family name. Oh. His family name was Yimble. It's the top right symbol.
You can see symbol?
Oh, really? Yeah.
The Yimble symbol.
If you look in Roll 20, you can pull up the picture if you want to actually look at it. It's in the journal tab, and you click book lock carving find your character sheet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a top left symbol, and then there's a bottom symbol. So I don't know what these. I mean, they look vaguely gnomish, which is who I grew up with, who nobody seems to know. In this world, you said you didn't, right, Gwen?
I don't know anything about gnomes.
He shows you these, and they do look. I think when you briefly touched the book before, I think we did say this. They do look kind of familiar-ish to you because you've been poring over this book you had found a while ago.
Now, okay, so if I take the book that I have, mm-hmm. The other symbols are. If I'm flipping through, is it something in that book that matches, I can find that kind of matches up to them?
Actually, yes. These symbols actually kind of help you piece together because you've been, it's not like a teaching book. It's not like to teach you what everything means. It's sort of Rosetta Stone-ish. Mm. We won't get into the specifics because I realized I hadn't actually decided what the specifics are right now. But let's just do a little hand waving and say that, like, you've kind of drawn some connections and you know, can assume that you've trying to figure out what certain things mean, and you're thinking this book, your book, is kind of sort of can maybe unlock some sort of magic understanding of the arcane for you, but there's a lot of missing parts to that. And these two symbols here, all three really, sort of help you to connect some dots.
The and three so, are on the outside?
Right. So there's the three, the top left, top right, and the bottom symbol. And again, the top right one is
Did
is
you ever describe Yimble. Them? I don't think you ever described them for the audience.
Oh, interesting.
So you might want to do that.
Okay. How about you do that? I'm not very good at that.
Well, it kind of looks like there's a central, or maybe Denise can. I mean, Denise's thing,
yeah,
I think.
I can describe them.
All right, let's keep passing around. Denise, pass it to Abby.
Okay.
Bouncing it back.
So the one, oh God, I am so bad with right and left too. Okay, the one on the top left from the lock, it's like two long squiggle lines, and then to the right of them, like a little tiny squiggle line mm-hmm. right next to them. Mm-hmm. And the one on the top right, kind of, it's like, looks kind of like an A, but like a swaying A.
Yeah, like an A that's running away.
A capital A with a flat
running
top.
Away.
Yeah.
Or nice. An A being squished by something heavy and unseen.
Oh, man, you guys, it's like a Rorschach test.
It really is.
Abby's being squished. I'm running away. Denise is dancing.
It's swaying. And then the symbol at the bottom of the lock is two circles next to each other, like glasses, mm-hmm. with a line coming down from the right, and then a line going across mm-hmm. under them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know what that's. I'm trying to think of something that looks like to me, and
I think it looks like glasses. I think you're like a glasses with the one arm broken off and connected to the other arm, kind of.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a lorgnette, but with like a bent.
What's a lorgnette?
Is that like the little monocle, but with two of them?
Oh,
and
the
it's
little
on a
thing
slope,
for the opera,
and on a stick.
Okay,
so it's a diacle.
I never knew lorgnette.
Diabolical.
Is that the right word? I have no. I have never heard that word. That's really neat. You're right. Yes.
Yay.
I would have been dumb and
eye,
been like lorgnette. That's what I would have read that
piece
as.
And
Yes.
Accessory names.
All right.
We had
you gotta give us more.
The pince-nez or what? Pince-nez.
Oh, yeah.
Pince-nez.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so French.
Je danse avec le vache à la plage.
I don't know what that means. Beyonce avec. No,
yeah, it's definitely about Beyonce.
Something about Beyonce. Je danse. I never took French. I took Spanish, and Eric took Latin. So we're completely out of the loop whenever French is spoken.
Loop. That's another another loop. Thing to use for your eyes.
God. It means wolf, I think, actually.
Loop.
We could weave that in.
All right.
Just then.
So yeah, Denise, why don't you tell us what it looks like when you suddenly have a light bulb go off above your head in terms of what these symbols are looking like, and you just need to, you need to find the right pages, and you're going to be able to figure this out in like 2 seconds.
Oh, you mean what like Gwen looks like when that happens?
Yeah, like what does she do? Is she like calm and measured? Is this a frantic kind of rip through half the pages with a talon while you're getting to the right place?
She's like, oh my god, I recognize these. I recognize. Hold on. And she's like going through, like, wait, I found it here. I know it here. It's here somewhere. I know it. It's here. Here, right here.
Marshmallows are flying everywhere. Yes. It's getting really sticky up in here.
She might have ripped a couple of the pages with her claws.
All right. So yeah, you're able to draw out from your book some more meaning here. You don't know that you would have ever gotten the top right one, because that's like a very specific, like non-general term, this name.
Hmm.
But the other symbols you are able to decipher. So the top left symbol means first name.
Hmm.
Like given name, basically. And the bottom symbol stands for half-orc. And then finally, you realize there's actually 4 symbols here, because of the sort of loopy, triangle-y design around the lock. That's another symbol.
Okay.
And that means whisper.
Ooh.
Whisper.
Ooh. Oh! You guys!
What does it mean? Says Dew. Do you know?
You need to whisper your name to it. Whisper your first name to it.
Anybody's name? Well, your name?
Okay, so the top left is saying first name. The bottom symbol is half-orc, which you are, right?
I am.
Okay. The top right symbol is your family name, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that symbol around the lock says whisper. So I think you can unlock it by whispering your first name to it. So do it.
Oh, yes. I will. Everybody, stand back. And he pulls the lock up to his mouth, and he whispers, "Dewdrop." And the lock falls open.
Whoa, it worked.
Yay. And, is it still screaming?
It's still screaming.
Ooh.
Is it louder now?
Not yet.
Is something trapped in there?
I'm not sure. I'm going to open it. Avert your eyes?
Should I get my weapon ready?
I don't know. But I'm not waiting any longer. And
Try not to mess up my apartment.
You stay looking around at all the cushions and pillows strewn everywhere.
And the marshmallows.
And so he reaches a finger into the book right where the piece of grabby triangle leaf was sticking out.
Mm.
And he begins to pull it open, and we cut to the threaded stalk.
Okay.
Where, I'm assuming, unless your plans have changed, you're heading there, or you've gotten there.
Yeah, I'm heading there, but before I go in, which side of the water are we on? We're on the water side. Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So first off, did you decide what you look like?
Yes, I decided I'm going to change into Marco, because I know Marco doesn't exist for anyone to, like, there won't be 2 Marcos, and right. I look familiar enough. Maybe I know that he's on the wrong side, but I'm going to put Marco in some, like water side-ish kind of clothing.
Okay. So, and either if you don't remember or if you don't know, Marco was the Cliffsider, who you saved from being beaten in the street outside the Rolodex Aruni.
Yeah.
He introduced you to his girlfriend and then took you down into the tunnels and was killed.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't recognize him, Gwen. You've never really met him or wouldn't have any, maybe saw him in the street once mm-hmm. or twice.
I'm going to do Marco, but like with different facial hair. So it's like a bad disguise, I guess.
Like evil Marco.
Evil Marco.
Wah Marco.
Wah Marco, yes! I am Wah Marco.
Or is it Warco?
Wah Marco. No. Wah Marco.
All right.
Yes. Like, because I mean, I know that he might possibly be recognized if other people beat him up. So I'm trying to make him look really slightly good. Different. Wah, really Marco. Good. Yep. Marco. I don't want to get accosted, but I'm trying to just look like maybe a face that people have seen, maybe.
Got you. Okay.
Oh, sorry. And
you were going to do something before you went in.
That's what I was doing. I was just saying I changed that before I went in. Like I went into an alley, ducked down an alley, did that, and then I go in.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah. No, I thought you said that before. I thought you were doing something else before you went into the store. Okay, cool. All right. So you're going into the Threaded Stalk.
Yep.
It's the first clothing store you've been in since Tivoli.
All right, let's see what kind of crap is in here.
Did you say that out loud? Did you yell it?
No. I'm like holding my breath as I go in the door, like maybe there's going to be good stuff. Because I'm assuming there's stuff in the windows I could probably see beforehand. Uh-huh. Does it look okay? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the first impression you get from the windows and from going in is color everywhere. Which is in line with the fashion you've seen here. Mm-hmm. And it, again, to remind you, it's kind of reminiscent of Rafina's garb. So you think maybe just bear toggle style, maybe. Yep. Overall. Okay. You know your clothes, Will. The clothing here is very nice. Very, very good quality. It's not like a practical type of clothing store. This isn't like work boots kind of stuff. This is, you know, more adornment than, you know, again, like you're not getting coveralls in here. You're getting, you know.
Oh, man. Party. Wah Marco. I need some of those.
You're wearing purple ones right now. So.
Yeah, I'm wearing purple overalls.
So Wario's are yellow. Waluigi's is purple. So what are yours? Like seafoam green?
Well, it's Waluigi. So it's got to be Wah Marco purple overalls. Right, so which is coming for full circle because I feel like a couple years ago, there was a joke about Will looking like Waluigi wearing purple overalls.
Oh, yeah, there's art of it.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't remember
you
what
did it,
happened.
I think, for
yes,
a,
no,
an
no,
episode.
I'm saying I, yes, I did the art, but I was discussed I about know. Being.
It was, had something Will. To do with your mustache, probably, or
probably,
something. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's different sections, and they're mm-hmm. labeled with these like bright signs and things like that. It seems like it's maybe a little tongue in cheek because they're not like. The if you go by the names of the signs, it's not like well organized. So for example, you see there's a section marked capes and cummerbunds, a section marked spats and suspenders, gaiters and garters, muffs and ruffs, and frocks and socks.
Oh, how cute is that?
I can hear Rafina say that in my head. Oh, how cute is that?
You missed your calling. That's brilliant.
I could have done wonders at the blouse barn.
Okay. Yeah. I think like I just for a second I'm like it's up to my standards almost nearly
never.
That's why I say but nearly. All right. So I'm like almost at ease. Almost a little bit.
And you go in the store.
Yeah.
And then someone comes right up to you.
Uh oh. Oh God. Nope. I don't like this.
Oh yes. Hello. How can I help you? Little bit too close.
Yeah.
Just so you know. A little bit of a close talker. Like personal space, just a little bit. It's not, you know.
Does he have like a measure? Oh, does she have like a measuring tape around her or something? Like, I just wonder if she's like ready to. All right. I take a little half step back and mm-hmm. I'm like, just looking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What are you looking for? I can help you find whatever you need here at Threaded Stalk.
Well, I mean, do I see anything that I would be like, are there nice suits that are not blazingly fire orange or something? Like, is there something that's...
It's only Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
Yes! Oh my God, I come out with a top hat and the polyester. Oh my God. Yeah. Is there... suits. Do I see suits?
You don't
and
see any like.
Toots. What do I see?
Black or gray or right. dark blue suits.
Correct, but that doesn't mean I only wear black and gray.
But it's not all neon either.
Okay.
And
do I see suits anywhere? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have the suits that are been worn here. This is so fucking specific and annoying.
Okay.
The suits that are worn in Bear Toggle, sure. are they like the Dumb and Dumber tuxedos, or are there like things that look like something I could possibly wear? Or would I be like, you know what? None of these suits are going to be nice. I mean,
it's like a different type of cut, that kind of right. thing. You could tell it's from a different area. Yeah. Okay. Like it's a different style.
Okay.
But it's not like ridiculous. Okay. It's just different.
I'm going to say suits.
There are some ridiculous stuff here too. Like, like fancy, like, super like top hat tailsy type of thing.
Nice.
But not all of it is like that. There is some that is,
okay,
more every day. But again,
I'm gonna say suits.
You would assume
suits.
Yeah. Suits. Oh, okay. Yes, very good. What's the occasion?
Looking good. I mean, what the fuck occasion do I have to have? It's just looking good.
That's all right. Yes. Sure.
Yes.
Very well. Right with me. Right with me. That's what people say, right?
Right with me.
You'll be right with me as you follow me. Come with me.
It sounds like something I would say. All right, let's go.
And she leads you to a section of the store, and there's a wide variety of suits.
All right.
What color strikes your eye? What sort of palette are we dealing with here?
A little more subdued. Nothing completely yellow or bright pink.
No pink.
What about
red?
Red. I don't know about that either. Like
more subdued, like a darker red, like a maroon.
Oh, maybe like a blue.
We have this, and she pulls out. It's pretty bright blue. It's not like. It's like what kind of color?
Is it pastel or is it like gem tone?
Yeah,
it's a gem tone blue.
But it's like blue. It's not like a navy. It's like it's blue.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to think of something that's the color
of the color black.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like Denise's, the top of Denise's cup. Listeners, it's just like the top of Denise's cup.
Yeah, come on, guys, picture it. Let's go.
Sort of like metallic-y, bright, dark.
Yeah,
it's like if a kid pulls out a blue crayon, it's blue.
Blue, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that. Like primary blue, not primary blue. Or so are these all primary colors? Have you ever heard of black? Have you ever heard of... You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we have some black socks.
Black socks.
Don't really deal too much.
I could use some socks.
There's not much of a demand for black here.
Right. Do you guys ever go anywhere else? All right.
No, this is... I don't think the owners have discussed franchising. It's pretty much just just here tomorrow today.
Are you the sales associate? Or are you a seamstress? Like, what's your job?
Oh, I don't make these clothes. No, just here running the store. I know all about them, of course.
What did you just say about tomorrow today? Did you say tomorrow today owns the store?
Yeah.
Yes. Tomorrow today owns the store.
Yes.
Interesting.
So there's nobody that owns this, like they don't pay rent, like I've heard some other people do.
I guess I don't know the specifics, but I mean, I don't think they would pay rent to themselves. I mean, I don't know if they own the building,
I'm
but
just
they
curious.
Own the store.
Like, so the people who make the clothes, do they are what who makes the clothes?
Well, we have a crew of different people that work here in town.
Okay. Do you ever see your boss? Is it a regular being? Like, I'm just curious. Like, I mean,
we have the manager.
What?
Are you asking to see the manager?
No. I'm not asking. I'm not upset by anything. I'm just curious. I'm kind of new to town. I have a cousin that lives here. We look alike. I was just kind of wondering. I was just kind of wondering how it works because I met a few other shop owners and they pay rent. So like they're the owners of their merchandise. They work there and then they pay rent. So I'm just curious. Like.
Well, I'm not sure who owns the building. Today. I mean, if Tomorrow Today does or if somebody
else
does.
So what else does Tomorrow Today own? Like, they own the clothing in the store and they sell it?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what other stores do they own? Do you have any idea?
I mean, I'm not sure at all. I mean, I know they own a lot. It's a big deal here in Morrow's Inlet.
Right. Did they buy out the people that, like... Maybe used to have a store here or something?
Maybe long ago. I don't know. I'm not sure.
So Tomorrow Today has been here for a long time, huh?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right. How do I know that there's not a tracking device in the suit that I buy?
A what?
A tracking device. GPS. No, I'm just kidding. How do I mean, like, so are you a little, I'm just curious, like, how do you feel about tomorrow today being in charge of everything and having their fingers in everything here?
Oh, it's great. They're good at bringing.
Is someone paying you to say that? I whisper. I do. Is somebody, I like wink. Is somebody paying you to say that?
I mean, I'm being paid to work here.
Okay, but I'm just curious how it is to work for an entire giant company that's in charge of half of a town.
It's good. They get paid well.
Okay. Well, that's
good. Good hours.
All right.
They're a good employer.
Do you sell shoes?
Yes, we have shoes here.
Shoes and suits. All right, here I go. And then I shop.
All right.
I mean,
so what do you want?
Yeah.
You just tell me.
Just like a nice suit that's not like a primary. I don't want to look like I'm on Sesame Street. Right. And I can't look like I'm Rafina's twin brother, Rufino, so, who she has talked about before.
So real quick, what colors are you looking for? I'll tell you if it's available or not.
Like a dark blue or a dark, like.
That blue was the darkest it gets for the blues.
Just like a bright primary.
The darkest
blue.
Thing you see actually is the red she mentions, like a dark red, like a burgundy.
All
maroon,
right.
Kind
I'll,
of.
I'll look, but it's that seems like I'm going to be in The Shining or something. Like if I wear an entirely red suit.
Will is terrified of The Shining.
How about purple? What's the purple look like? Is it lilac or is it like...
There is some lilac, like that kind of lighter.
But is there dark,
you know,
purple?
Lavenders and those types of things. Yeah, there's like a darker purple. Kind of like
dark
our house.
Green? Dark green?
Come
on, you got to tell me if there's something that you think Will would like.
I just told you what I think the closest thing to a darkest color that he would pick would
just
be.
Just the blue?
No, the maroon.
Oh. Okay. All right, I'll try
I love
it
that
on.
You're arguing with Eric about this.
I'll try it
I'm
on.
I'm just telling you what's in the store.
Yeah, okay. I'll try it on. Like, Will's skeptical because I don't think he thinks red is his color.
Okay. Oh, that looks great on you.
I know you're paid to say that, so congratulations.
No, I would tell you if it were. I mean, I'm going to put you in something that you're going to look good in. That's my job.
Yeah, but look at my hair. I look terrible. I just realized that I don't look like myself. I made my hair look like Marco, so it's fine. I said that out loud.
It's fine. I mean, I could recommend a good stylist if you'd like.
Yes, I would like. What is the stylist's name and where?
It's
social security number.
Yeah.
it's a little on the other side of a town here and on the front side, of course. It's called a little off the top.
Little off the top.
And you should ask for Maurice.
Maurice. Okay.
He's good.
A little over the top.
But no, it looks good. It's a good fit. You could maybe take it in a little bit here or
I have to check the money I stole because I have no. I'm sure. I'm assuming this is going to be hella expensive, and I have no idea how much money I stole.
Maybe we could the white shirt's a little plain. We could maybe put like a yellow under there. I know you said no yellow, but I think it would go well with a red.
Yellow and red. No,
oh, man.
Listen, I am not from Bear Toggle. Okay, I don't want to look like I'm from Bear Toggle. I want to look like me. I want to look like where I'm from, and it doesn't matter where I'm from. Okay, I'm. This guy's cousin, I'm
Where
from.
Where are you from?
It doesn't matter. No. All right. Do I think I look good? Uh-oh.
I don't know how to answer that. It's a very complicated question.
I'm going to have
How does Will feel about himself?
The other thing is because I can't even see myself, so I have to like... I have to make my face visible. I'm looking at myself dressed as Marco in this suit. I'm going to be like, can I
look,
at
make
one point,
your face. I like yeah, visual, like yes, seeing the illusion yes, part.
Yes,
rather
exactly.
Than just
my face is just revealed
out.
For a second. But as I send her away to gross. Go get some kind of shoe that matches or whatever. Okay. And then I look at myself with the suit. Does it match what I think?
You would have never picked this.
Yeah.
Like in your own town.
Yeah.
But I mean.
But it's nicer than wearing the same fucking suit all the time.
It's true.
So,
this one
yeah.
doesn't have any holes in it. It doesn't stink.
I can fix the holes in my suit, but okay, I know fine. That I fix them. So it's a source of shame for me. all right. Yeah.
It wasn't the holes weren't patched by someone who's 90 years old and has been doing it and his family's been doing it for 400 years.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm doing. And is there a tag? There's probably no tags. No. I know. Will knows that in this fancy ass store, there's going to be tags.
You'd walk out if there were
tags. I know. If there was a tag on this, oh, I'm so done. I've never shopped at a store like that. So personally, me, not Will.
Like that.
I know. Oof. They're the ones that, like, you know, they're like, nobody cares about price here. I wouldn't go in. I would be repelled away from the door because that would be, it would physically be a barrier for me to go into a store like that. Not Will, though. Will is attracted. It is like the opposite. He needs to go into stores like that. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah. All right.
Okay.
So while she's away, I look at myself, but then I also like try to peek into the bag to see. I try to, you know.
Okay.
Bring it out.
Yeah, you don't count it to the coin, but I'll tell you what's in it because you would be a pretty good sense and you'll count it at some point.
Okay.
It has 63 gold pieces and 89 silver pieces.
Oh, sweet. All right.
Nice.
Okay. And he's going to be like, it's 64 gold for this suit. That's what he's going to say. I betcha. All right.
It's a she.
Oh, I meant you.
Me.
Yes.
I'm not here.
I know. Okay. All right. So, yep. Cool.
All right, so this look good. You're gonna take it?
Maybe.
Would you like me to wrap it up for you?
I want to know. I mean, how much is it?
It's 45.
45 gold?
Yes.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't really looking for a red suit. You know, I don't know if it's my color.
Well, I mean, the shoes.
Look at my skin tone. I don't know if it really is complimentary. Oh, and I changed the color of my skin just slightly so it doesn't look as good on me.
Oh, that looks even, that looks very good. Yes.
Oh, she's a liar. Oh, see, no. All right, listen. You fucking liar. All right, listen, you salesperson.
The shoes here, they should be 10. I'm assuming you're getting those as well. I mean, if you get both, I could bring them the shoes down to 7.
Yeah, maybe. Now I have to look at my spells.
And I'll throw in the socks for free.
Oh, new socks. That's amazing. all right, well.
Just, and all the while this is happening, everybody in the apartment is just frozen in place. Yeah. While Will just shops for clothes.
No, this is terrible.
Were you looking for your steel clothes spell?
Nope. I'm looking for something else spell. I might do something real bad. Oh no.
Oh man.
Okay. I mean it's good not thing we're terrible. Not there. I'm not gonna kill
Gwen
her.
Gwen is just like, oh finally. My reputation isn't sullied for once.
Another backfiring charm person spell.
I'm going to try to charm person. And if that doesn't work, I have another
click
plan.
Click on it so we can see the spell in here.
Okay.
That helps me.
Yep.
Bloop.
All right, there it is.
It work?
You attempt to charm a humanoid. Wisdom saving throw. Okay. Are you fighting it?
Am I fighting it?
If you're fighting it, I get advantage. I don't think you're fighting.
Fighting
it.
You? No, I'm not fighting. Yes, I start a fist fight and then I cast the spell.
All right, what's your spell save DC?
Oh man, I'm sorry. This
doesn't
is not
matter.
My character. Oh yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Uh oh.
She failed.
Oh good. I thought it was a natural 20. My sheet is not.
It's fine.
Popping
don't worry
up.
About it.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Fine for
it's
now.
Just not working.
All right. So it she is charmed by you.
Yes.
Regards you as a friendly acquaintance.
All right. All right. Listen.
When the spell ends in an hour, they know. She knows that she was charmed by you.
Okay. And I can tell that she was charmed, right?
Yeah.
Is she young? Or is she old?
She is,
is
a
she
human.
In within she's my
in like
age
her.
Range?
She's a little older than you, but not by much.
How much older?
A little older, but not by much. I just said.
I'm asking because
she's like
of
in her 40s.
I'm kind of handsome. So I'm going to say like, yeah, I mean like, I don't know. Oh, wait, no, I'm not handsome though. Marco. Is Marco handsome? I have no idea what Marco
no!
is.
No!
Okay. Marco is ugly.
Look
all
at
right.
his complexion too.
I know. It's like magenta or something. Yeah. And it like doesn't make any sense. All right. I'm going to say, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like I was trying to save money to donate to this charity I was thinking of. It's for kids with no legs. It's in a few towns over and it's like, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know if I should
be
spending
wear this
it on
to an
me.
Event or?
Yes. It's a fundraiser that I am
no, this
organizing.
Should go very well.
And I just don't want to, spend all the, cause I need to donate too. I'm running it and I'm, you know, I've put like every cent I have into it. This is terrible. For children with no legs, that's the fucking thing I've come
don't
up with.
Don't you think they'll feel
bad if you come in wearing something that has legs in it?
Listen, Rafina, shh.
I'm not there. But I'm in your head.
Yep.
No, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what
yep.
it is.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if I should spend
Yes, I see. You know what I mean? You don't have to get the shoes. I mean, your shoes look...
Oh, they're... See?
Oh, wait, you're in disguise, so yeah, I was, they're not Will shoes.
No.
So, okay. Your shoes seem fine. You don't need to buy the shoes, I don't think.
I made, like, if I can do it, I'll roll for stealth or something to try to change the look of my shoes to be a little more, like, you know.
Arcana.
Okay. Boop. Did it work?
Yep. 17.
Nice.
Okay. Oh. You're fine.
I made them look, like, more pathetic. Like, okay. Yeah, you know. Yeah, my shoes. I mean, I've been wearing them for a few years. Mm. I can't really spend a lot on mm-hmm. myself. You know what I'm saying? I spend it on the children.
I mean, I could maybe. I mean, I know someone who could maybe shine those for you and at least get them up to, you know.
Jeez, this stone cold bitch. God, it's for the children. I do not say that out loud. She doesn't care. All right. Yeah, sure. Who can I get to shine the shoes? Can you go write it down for me?
Yeah, I'll put the address down. It's you said you're not from here, right?
Yeah, can you go write it down and also write down the where I should go to see Maurice?
For the cut. Yes.
Right. Can you go write that down, like, sure. on a little piece of paper or okay. something?
Can you go far away and write it down in the back room?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So well, they're, like, in the dressing room area still, so there's, it's...
Yeah. Right. So, I'm in, okay, so I'm in a dressing room, and she can leave. To leave.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
She leaves.
I cast Dimension Door and Dimension Door myself the fuck out of the store.
All right. Mark it down. Where are you going?
Well, I don't know how far, like, I gotta look at the spell, sorry.
It's like 400 feet or something like that. Click on it so we could see it. 500 feet.
All right.
I mean, how far are feet? You're actually close enough, you could go right into Gwen's apartment.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just, all of a sudden, Gwen's gonna be like, oh my gosh.
Because you know, you can visualize it.
Oh, man. Wait, so did Gwen's apartment have a door that went into a hallway?
Yes.
So, like, I could put myself in the hallway, not sure. necessarily in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
In the hallway, so they don't see me yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so you bamf into the hallway.
Oh, that's so terrible, you guys. That's so terrible.
And you hear from within, you hear Gwen say, should I ready my weapon?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
All right. Oh, God. I run away. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously,
you go to another store.
I have to leave. Yep.
Is there a cologne store?
Well, I'm going to disguise self again to just switch my looks. I'm going to disguise myself as Bernard, the way that Bernard looked as a person subliminally. Man, thoughts are going through Will's head. I feel the guilt. Bernard would never do anything like that. I look like Bernard now, and I...
By the way, did we say the sexy lady before kind of looked like your mom? I think we did.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my wondering. God. There's so many bad things happening. Okay. Yep. I make myself look like Bernard.
Okay.
I guess I should describe
Good
him.
Good thing you bought that suit.
He's... What?
Good thing you bought that suit.
Hey, well, I can't let anyone see the suit yet. The last questions. Fine. Plus, if anyone sees that, they're going to probably be looking for somebody.
I'm just pointing out that you literally never look at yourself.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Oh, wait, you didn't buy it. So anyway, go ahead.
Nope, didn't buy it.
Oh my God, I didn't. I just stole a suit, you guys. I feel really bad. I don't steal.
Oh, don't tell Gwen.
I know. Oh, no. Oh my God, I'm going to get us into so much trouble.
Just go in the door.
Okay, yeah, I make myself look like Bernard and I knock on the door.
Okay. All right, so we'll retcon slightly.
Oh yeah, well,
he was about to open the book.
Well, but she said, "Should I weapon my? Oh, yeah. Should I ready my weapon? Oh, wait, I thought that was the last thing that happened.
Basically,
should I ready
was
my weapon?
Yeah, I thought I said he opened the book, but technically he didn't.
Oh, okay.
So right as he's about to open the book, and
well,
we froze.
I could knock on the door while he's opening it. I'm sorry.
There's a knock at the door, and Deuce stops and he turns and looks. Who could that be?
I don't know. Let me go see. Should I ready my weapon?
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens.
Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.